DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Philip Alexiou reporting. U.S.-Russia relations are said to be at a low point. Hours of meetings in Moscow on Wednesday between U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and his foreign minister Sergei Lavrov seemed only to reinforce existing divisions between the two nations. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports from Moscow.
After a last-minute closed meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson held a joint press briefing with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Tillerson came away from the Kremlin with a gloomy assessment of relations.
The current state of U.S.-Russia relations is at a low point. There is a low level of trust between our two countries.
In an interview with Russia's Mir TV, Putin agreed, saying relations with the U.S. have become worse since President Donald Trump took office.
It is possible to say that the level of trust on a working level, especially on the military level, has not improved, but rather has deteriorated.
Tensions spiked over allegations Syria last week used deadly chemical weapons on civilians, and the U.S. responded with airstrikes on a Syrian airbase. Lavrov called the U.S. airstrikes illegal and described U.S. behavior as unpredictable. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un commemorated the opening of a skyscraper-lined district in Pyongyang Thursday amid rapidly escalating tensions between his country and the United States. Kim cutting a ceremonial ribbon to mark the event before a rally attended by more than 100,000 people. The sprawling project, which includes a 70-story apartment complex, stretches out of downtown Pyongyang to the palace where the country's past leaders are kept embalmed. This is VOA News.